Sports Hub. Zoe and Beetle, working to keep you up to date at work.
Rose.
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, you'd know it if
you'd
smelled
it. You'd know it if you smelled it.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Merry
Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Beetle.
You want to party
Christmas,
this weekend,
honey?
Christmas,
Sal.
Oh, God. We got Hadley coming home. Her birthday party. We got another Christmas party we're going to.
Oh.
Just tis the season.
Busy
season.
Tis the season to be merry. Well, that's my name.
Thank you.
No blank.
How's your new Twitter handle working out there, Hardy?
No
blank. Is it good so far?
What?
Wait a minute. What's going on here?
Just want to let everyone know you can find us on Twitter at @Mark_Bertrand, @ScottZolak, and @HardyRadio.
Which every follower at Hardy985, they don't have to do anything.
They have to do anything.
I just changed the handle.
What are you hanging out with Ted Johnson? @TedRadio.
I got a lot of
stuff. @TeddyRadio.
It was getting a little confusing.
Ooh, it's real complicated.
Every once in a while, this is my home, this is my main job, this is my gig, right? But
is it?
I do side.
Oh, is it?
I do little side gigs, and I interact on Twitter, and it was a little confusing, right? I was mixing the message by sending people to Hardy985 when I'm on, like, 92.9 or somewhere else. So it's just Hardy Radio now, but I lost my verification in the process. And that is, I feel like a lesser person because of it. It was one of the few moments of validation I've ever had in my life.
I like playing your lithium games on your questions.
See? And now I can do I can do that under one umbrella.
Pick
now.
Four albums. Yeah.
Hey, Hardy, I got to cut you off, buddy.
What?
We're going to go to the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline, I believe. Is Kyle Van Noy with us on the line?
Damn right I'm in here. Damn right you better cut him off for me.
What's up, player?
Done and done.
Relax.
What's up, guys? How
Easy.
We doing?
I thought you were calling later. Schedules got changed, right?
Hey, we got to adjust, right? The Patriot way.
Mm. Wow.
Wow.
How much?
All right, then.
Does that ever get uttered in the locker room? That was another topic of conversation after a great win in Buffalo about, well, that's just the Patriot way right there. Bill is on record as saying he's never uttered that phrase. Has anyone ever uttered it in your presence, like from the team, the Patriot way?
Nah, that's kind of something we just, you know, we talk about within ourselves and we keep it moving.
All right.
All right.
Do you talk about it?
No.
Oh, we talk about really? I mean, Patriot way all the time.
It comes up from time to time. Yeah. It comes up from time to time.
Who usually brings it up? The media, right?
Well,
you don't really hear it from players.
But I kind of see it as not disrespectful, but I think it does a disservice to the players and to the coaches because it kind of says like, oh, there's just this mystical something in the water.
It's magical,
and it's not. It's hard. It's hard work.
Like Space Jam, right?
Right, like there's something else going on, something magical. It's like, well, there's really nothing magic about having good coaching and good players and executing, and I think that's what it boils down to. The consistency is what's remarkable because it's been going on for a long time.
I think you're right about the consistency. It's really impressive.
First of all, Cal, let's get back to the game the other night against Buffalo. Big win for you guys on the road up there. Horrid conditions. Have you ever played in anything close to that? And how tough was it to get Josh Allen down on the ground? I mean, he's a big guy.
Yeah, unfortunately, I missed my sack on him. Made a good move, and he had enough room to step up, which sucks. But missed him. A couple other guys missed him. But we got him down. Drew had a big sack on third down, I think, or to set up a long third down, excuse me, which was really clutch. We got on him because he was so tired. He forgot to celebrate with his teammates, but we'll let him slide for that. but it, 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 I actually grew up in Nevada in Reno, so it gets kind of windy there. We in high school, we played on at Robert McQueen High School in Nevada. We played on a hill, so it'd get pretty windy. So I've played in conditions like that, maybe not as cold, but just as windy for sure. And what Nick Foles did with his leg was impressive, man. To kick the field goals he kicked, the PAT at one point, is very, very, very impressive. And then the kickoffs he did into the wind that were touchbacks, I mean, those are impressive kicks. He definitely has been kicking well all year, but that was really impressive.
Did you have any sense going into the game how few times you would pass as a team?
Hell no. I'm sitting on the sideline tapping high like, bro, we're not going to pass, huh? And he was like, hey, it is what it is. And I'm like, yep. And that's the thing. Like, when it was happening, we weren't shocked, like, just because that's how the game goes. Bill has a plan, and we just try to execute it as best as possible. And he coached a pretty good game, and we played a pretty good game, and the result's a W. And we're really excited and happy about that for sure.
Hey, Cal, over the past couple weeks, obviously you had the pick six down in Atlanta. Jamie Collins had that Jamie Collins had that phenomenal catch down in Carolina. Just that, you know, Darnold threw a rocket. He still was able to hold it. You almost got one the other night. Is this something new you guys are doing on the drops, like the drop end stuff? Or has that always been there?
No, I just think that just shows off our little, you know, I'm going to brag a little bit. It shows off our athleticism, you know. We feel like we're the last of a dying breed. You don't see a lot of 6'4", 250-pound linebackers that can move like we do and can play on the ball, off the ball, can cover, can rush, can do it all. And, you know, that's what we are super proud about. That's what we pride ourselves on. We believe that we're the best linebacker corps in the league, and that's what we believe. And, you know, anyone can say whatever they want, but we're comfortable with that, and we just try to do everything we can as a unit and then try to put the team first and win. But we do pride ourselves on being an athletic big group, and we play to it and physical. Can't talk enough about how physical the play was. If you go back and watch the film, Bentley and Hightower in the middle, they were very, very impressive. They was smacking dudes left and right and then leaving one-on-ones for DG and LG, and that's a mismatch. Really good.
You know, the other night, I know you weren't watching the game. You were playing in the game, but for those of us at home watching on ESPN on Monday Night Football, I believe it was Lewis Riddick who said, adding Kyle Van Noy back into the mix for the Patriots brings back not only a great player, but a great leader and a great veteran and locker room guy. Do you view yourself as a great leader and great locker room guy?
Yes, I do. I feel like that's something I've grown into a leadership role. I'm now older. I have better experience. I've been through a situation in Detroit where I didn't get an opportunity, so I'm able to talk to young kids that in the league that aren't getting an opportunity yet, that, hey, you eventually will, just keep working. I've also had success where I've played at a very high level, which I feel like I still am playing at a high level with the Patriots. I've also gone somewhere else and have been considered a, you know, franchise player, cornerstone at the defensive side of the ball. And now I'm back, and I still view myself as a really good franchise player, you know. And I might not be the sexiest with the stats and all that, but there's one thing I know about, and that's to win. And that's all I want to do is help my team win and be the best teammate I can be. I mean, that's a really good compliment to get. That's what I want to leave this game with, to know somebody in the locker room can trust me to do my job, but also can trust me off the field, that if they are in something, if they need something in need, they can always call me.
Hey, being a leader, you also lead off the field, and you know, whether you dress and you look uniform, and you got a big road trip coming up. Where'd you get the cow print pants? you wore 2 weeks ago. I saw
like those, huh?
Yeah,
those were sexy. I try to be different. I have that saying. I wasn't born to stand in. I was born to be different, and that's all right. I like to be different, and those were some sexy camo pants. And you know, I didn't get a flick though. I didn't get a picture of them, so I might have to wear them back during, you know, the game's coming up.
That's got Northern Nevada written all over
it. That is Kyle Van Noy telling you, I'm not sexy on the field. I'm sexy off the field.
Ask his wife. Right. Last one for you too. Speaking of your wife,
I do have a question. Do I have a question for you guys? Oh, I mean, honestly, like, how come players get knocked, I guess, for being consistent? I mean, it goes like, let me give you a prime example. Like, I think Mike Evans is a really good player, has been very consistent, and you know, he doesn't have, you know, the sexiest route tree, but he, you know, I'm not comparing myself to him. I'm just saying that he's consistent. And you know, he gets kind of, I guess he's not considered a top five receiver sometimes, but if you look at his stats and his play, you would be like, yeah, you could put him in there, you know?
Yeah. I think it comes down to the explosive guys, you know, the quick ones, the ones that could go, the jet ones. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Godwin.
We don't think Brady likes Evans.
On defense.
You know what?
I guess on defense. I should compare it to defense, right? I mean, not compare, but like.
Right.
Like a flashy cover corner. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you can say that. I guess like Za'Darius Smith in Green Bay, I don't think people realize how good he is because he doesn't have 15, 20 sacks. I know he's injured right now, but the last 2 years, he's been unreal, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it's because he gets all the sacks, but if you see the QB pressures he has and the double teams, the triple teams he has, it's unreal.
It's just a simple question. Does it make it into a highlight reel? Does it make it into one of the plays that people see over and over again, either on Twitter or on SportsCenter or whatever? And, you know, the consistency, it's important. And obviously, there's some of the best players in the league. But if it doesn't pop, like Zoe said, the really impactful highlight reel type of play, then, yeah, it flies under the radar. It's not fair, but I think it's been that way for a long time, and even more so now where people are consuming it in shorter and shorter chunks.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
All right. How was your drug test last week?
Hey, how'd your drug test go?
How'd it go?
It's funny. I got one this week, too.
Dude, that's random. I get tested 8 times a year. I'd always get tested more than anybody.
And there was no reason to test Zoe.
Yeah, I was not on steroids.
Yeah.
Jesus. Try to lose weight.
Are you sure?
Hell yeah.
Are you sure?
I did them early in my career. Not like late. I wasn't.
Oh, there you go. There's the truth. The truth.
Did a couple cycles in Maryland. Right, yeah, we did a couple cycles in Maryland.
A little bit of this, a little bit of that. Everybody was doing it. It was fashionable.
I was on Andro, Kyle, when it was legal. You know?
That's funny.
Hey, real quick,
you're wild for that.
Summarize your rap event, you and your wife for your foundation, taking care of orphans.
It's called Very Van Noy Christmas.
I didn't know exactly what the name of it was.
It's not orphans, bro. It's
Fosters. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, God. He's butchering the whole thing.
Sorry about that.
Yeah. No, it's okay.
But I knew what was going on the other night.
You can start over.
Kyle, congratulations on that event, because the work that you've done with your wife has been incredible on that front. In fact, there was good coverage of it the other night.
Great
job
coverage
by your PR people getting the story out there.
I appreciate it. Yeah, we did Monday night. We hosted our gala, which was amazing. We raised over $380,000 for kids that are aging out of foster care that need some help, so they're going to be able to have scholarships to go to college, as well as internships to put on their resume and chase whatever dreams and goals they had. And then on Friday, we gave out 183 Christmas trees, lights, ornaments, gifts, coats, and then we had a group of 33 kids that came in that are in the foster care system right now that are going through some tough times, and we were able to get them a wish list, so they got personalized items that they wished for, and we were able to provide that for them. And just enjoy a nice night of food and hanging out, Q&A. It was awesome. It was awesome.
When I saw this on Channel 7, there was this little girl on Channel 7. She had to be 10, 11 years old. I took a note in my phone, Zoe, so that I could tell Kyle this week. And I'll tell you what she said. They didn't have her name, so I don't know what her name was. But she said, "He sees us and that we are not alone," is what she said. And she was grinning ear to ear saying that, which was amazing to see and amazing. And it's a testament to your work and what you've done, but also, you know, a little crushing that anyone who would be that age would feel that they're not being seen or that they're not alone.
And she had glasses on.
Yeah. So, Kyle, you made her feel seen. You made her feel like she's not alone. And that, I think, is going to be better than anything, you know, any of the presents or any of the gifts. That's amazing stuff that you're doing.
That's awesome, man. I appreciate you sharing that.
Good job. Thank you. Good job, Kyle.
Awesome. I hope you guys have a good bye week of just talking on the radio. I don't know what you guys are going to talk about, but good luck.
Defense. Yeah.
There we go.
All right, Kyle.
You got a good one against Indy, though. They're good, man.
All right. Good game. Playing well.
All right. I'll see you guys.
Thanks, Kyle.
Kyle Van Noy on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. We are behind, so we're going to take a timeout here. We'll get the headlines at the top of the hour from Hardy. 617-779-0985 is the telephone number. We've got plenty more to get to on the Patriots. I promised some of those talking heads nationally what the word has been on the Pats. We'll get to that coming up. Don't go anywhere.